to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Halloween. I don't think I've said that on the show yet. The YouTube live chat poll for today is, what's scarier, a Trump presidency or Harris presidency? Annie Fry YouTube channel, go vote. Tell us what you think. We have a very important guest coming up. Let's talk to
him. We the people of the United States.
More perfect.
In order to form of our perfect union.
Heritage legal expert, Hans von Spakovsky.
Hans, this is the last time, I assume, that we will talk before the election actually occurs. And we here on the Annie Fry Show are very curious about how you're feeling about the integrity of the election so far.
I'm optimistic but nervous.
That pretty much sums it up. I think we're all the same way, Hans.
Yeah, I mean, look, on the one hand, we keep hearing good news, and then it's balanced by bad news. And, you know, the good news is that yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court stayed a bizarre, ridiculous, absurd ruling by a federal court in Virginia that told the state of Virginia it had to put aliens back on the voter rolls that they had that dropped off. So that was really good. On the other hand, what did we also get this week? Well, a decision by the Nevada State Supreme Court saying that election officials had to count absentee ballots that come in after Election Day for 3 days, even if there's no postmark on them. So, you know, that means somebody could wait till after Election Day, watch what the preliminary results are, and then return their ballot.
Hans, how many people, or how many states, I should say, do you feel we will not know the results of by the conclusion of coverage on election night, which, you know, an election night goes a little bit into the election morning, late into the evening. But how many states do you expect that we won't be able to tell the results for some amount of time afterwards?
Boy, I think probably at least a dozen states at a minimum.
A dozen.
Nevada being one of them. I mean, if the margin of victory is really close in Nevada, you know, if it's a very small number of votes, well, then the outcome is going to depend on all these mail-in ballots. And if they can come in for 3 days after Election Day, you know, it's going to take a time before they can get counted. And we know who's won. Now, on the other hand, look, if the victory of whoever, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump, if the victory is much larger than what all the polls are suggesting, well, then we probably will know fairly quickly. But some states are just not very good at doing this.
Hans, this is Ryan Wiggins. The Supreme Court case involving Virginia and the non-citizen voters,
right?
You know, that didn't affect a very large number of voters. It was some 1,600. But I guess my question for you is, how important is it that the Supreme Court took that case and still ruled on it?
It's very important because while this case pertained to Virginia, keep in mind that within the last 2 months, multiple states have announced that they've removed aliens from the roll. 6,500 in Texas, 3,000 in Alabama, Iowa, Oregon, South Dakota. All of these states have been taking aliens off the rolls. And the left, who really pushed this lawsuit, particularly at the Justice Department, they wanted a court decision that would discourage all these states from doing that.
I have a lot of very specific questions that I want to have, but one I'll start with is the Bucks County, Pennsylvania lawsuit that Donald Trump and Byron Donalds is tweeting about it too, saying that the county cut off early voting lines hours before they were supposed to, and now there's a lawsuit.
Right.
Can you kind of explain what's going on there?
Yeah, look, my understanding of the law in almost all states is that if you are in line at the time the polls would normally close, you still get to vote. That's been the traditional rule everywhere for a very long time. And yet in Bucks County, they didn't adhere to that rule. They told people to leave who'd been waiting in line when the normal time to close came. And that was a egregious mistake. Election officials should know better. They shouldn't have done that. And to make up for it, what they ought to do now is put in some extended hours for early voting to make up for it and give the people who were turned away the ability to vote. And they've got to be told by a court, you cannot do that again.
We're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky. He's a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, a former FEC commissioner as well, and author. Hans, I want to ask you about the Elon Musk lottery. I don't know what you can say about that if you're very well versed with what he was trying to do. He was going to give away $1 million to people who signed a petition saying they supported the First and Second Amendment. And now the Philly DA is saying that he's having an illegal lottery. Do you have thoughts on what Elon Musk did and the Pennsylvania efforts to stop it?
Annie, actually, I have the complaint that he filed, that Krasner filed, on my desk. I read through it, then I researched the law, and Krasner is I don't know, what's a polite way of saying he's full of it?
that's polite.
Be very careful.
Look, Look, the lawsuit that he filed, he undercuts his own argument. In the lawsuit, he cites correctly the Pennsylvania law on this. There's actually some court decisions that lay out exactly what you have to prove to show that someone is holding an illegal lottery. And Krasner disproves his own case. Look, this is very simple. What the law in Pennsylvania says is you got to prove three things. One, that there's a prize going to be given out. Well, we got that, $1 million. Second, that there's going to be a random pulling of the winner. Well, we got that. But the third and most important item that you have to show is that there is a payment of consideration by a player. In other words, to participate in the lottery, you got to pay. You got to buy a ticket. Well, nobody has to buy a ticket. And in his lawsuit, you know what Krasner says? He says, oh, the consideration is the fact that these registered voters have to give their name and contact information to be eligible for the lottery. That is ridiculous. That's not payment. And so under the applicable law in Pennsylvania, Krasner's case is totally without merit.
Hans, we were sitting here in probably the 2 o'clock hour yesterday and off air. I said, oh, no. You know, following the news, I saw that Matthew DiPerno in Michigan had said, and this is really deep stuff, but so I won't dwell too much here, but qualified voter files had duplicate voters on them. The voter ID was the same for hundreds, maybe thousands of votes in Michigan. And I'm like, here we go again. Is this really happening? And then Laura Trump, the head of the RNC, stepped in and said, we immediately investigated, confirmed that this was a glitch in the system. I don't know if you're following this particular story, but Hans, are you following how the RNC is responding to these things differently this year?
Let me tell you, their response is about 1,000% better than it has been in the past.
All right.
I will tell you.
That's good to hear.
In the past, they spent all their time raising money, recruiting candidates, running the candidates. They spent no time on all of the issues regarding the rules under which the election is being conducted. And in fact, they had almost no lawyers in-house to file the kind of lawsuits needed to basically stop what the left was doing. All of that now they have. They have a huge litigation team. They've been intervening in lawsuits all over the country. So let me tell you, it is so much better than it's ever been, frankly, in all the time I've been in Washington.
Hans, I really appreciate you being able to talk to all of these issues. You said that there's maybe a dozen states or so that might end up going well beyond the election night coverage. Is there, with any of those 12 states, you know, we're talking here internally in our studio, like, we need to have a good East Coast results. There are certain states on the East Coast that would be really nice to know early. Obviously, Pennsylvania and Georgia are big ones, but I think those are potentially both ones that might take a little bit longer. North Carolina, New Hampshire now listed as a possible swing state in the RCP averages. Is it possible that in some of these states that could take longer, maybe due to absentee ballot counting or military ballot or whatever it is, that the results could come in strong enough that they do release in some of these states the results earlier than anticipated because the results are definitive enough?
Yes. The whole thing, look, the whole issue of when we're going to know who's won, how quickly, is all going to depend on the margin of victory. And like I said, if we're surprised, you know, the polling all shows a very tight race. And if, in fact, the race opens up and the winner is ahead by much larger margins than what the current polls show, then I think even with votes outstanding, ballots outstanding, we may be able to know who's won.
Hans, before we lose time with you here, one last question. Can you shed any light on the burning ballot boxes out in Nevada?
Yeah, well, that shows why I've long recommended you shouldn't put ballot drop boxes out on the street. They should only be inside government offices and elsewhere where they can be guarded and surveilled. When they aren't, you get that kind of thing happening. By the way, I don't know if you saw it, but those drop boxes all apparently, election officials were so fearful of this that all of them have fire suppressant systems inside the boxes.
Oh, man.
Wow.
But and yet here we are.
One of them apparently didn't work. And so the ballots all burned up. And the other ones, even with the fire suppressant systems, many of them were damaged. So that shows why drop boxes are just a really bad idea.
Hans von Spakovsky, our go-to for election integrity, attention, expertise. You are the man we seek. And we're so grateful that you spent some time with us and our listeners. When we speak again, maybe we'll have some results to who wins this election. I sure hope so.
Yep, me too.
All right. Hans, thank you for being with us today.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Happy Halloween. Senior legal fellow, Heritage Foundation, former FEC commissioner. Get that book, Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. You can get that right now at H. Von Spakovsky on X. Quick break. When we come back, Ryan's got a special Halloween edition of Wiggins America. Yeah, that. Oh, and at 2 p.m., we're going to reveal our costumes. Have you put your costume on yet?
No.
So you don't even know?
No. I know what it is.
Have you, Brad? You know what it is.
I have not put it on yet.
You haven't put yours on? Have you?
I did some of it.
Okay.
It's right here.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, it's right here. I needed to know how quick of a change it would be.
That's going to look pretty good.
You think so?
I don't know if you had to bring the shirt separately, but
I'm
going to
make
perfect.
It look good.
I don't even know if mine has a wig or not. I think I might have to just wear this hat.
Well, you need to know how quickly you can get into it. We'll reveal those on our YouTube live stream, of course, while we're broadcasting live at the 2 p.m. hour. When we come back, Wiggins America in the 1 o'clock hour. Tyrus, one last time before the election. It's all right here on the Andy Fry Show. Don't go away.